Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, or you can hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work here in Ventura County. If all of that sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, a big shout out to Suze, big shout out to Bill, to Henry, to Irene, everybody that I spoke to at the townhouse center yesterday. Thanks so much for being my guests. Now for today's theme. Today's theme is numbers. Each of my guests will discuss an idea that they developed with a number in it. My first guest is African by birth, and he brings his love of wildlife and nature to his business writing. We'll discuss the 7 skills to master business and life from his latest book, Surviving Your Serengeti. My second guest is a New Englander by birth. He's Harvard-trained economist, former journalist for The Economist magazine, arguably the best magazine in the world. Now he's become a practitioner in the field of international development. His latest book lists the 12 surprising trends that will reshape the global economy, and it's called Outrageous Fortunes. My third guest conducted an unbelievable experiment. He pared down his life to just 100 possessions and lived that streamlined life. He wrote about it in his latest book titled The 100 Thing Challenge, How I Got Rid of Almost Anything, Remade My Life, and Regained My Soul. We'll discuss living a simplified life. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Stefan Swanpool has been on a Serengeti journey. He started his life. He was born in Kenya, as I said. He was schooled in Hong Kong and South Africa. In his career, he's run a New York-based global franchise network with over 25,000 sales associates in over 30 countries. In all, he has served as president of 7 companies and 2 nonprofit organizations. Stefan's latest book is titled Surviving Your Serengeti. He portrays how his larger-than-life metaphor can provide guidance and inspiration to individuals and companies in the world today. Stefan has authored 19 books and reports on business trends, real estate, and social media. He lives with his wife and 2 sons in Orange County, California. Welcome to the show, Stefan. How are you today?
Wow, Bill, you talk fast. Good morning, and good morning to all of your listeners. Thank you for the invite.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you on board for 2 reasons. Number one, you are a subject matter expert, and we'll get to that in just a minute. The other thing is we, of course, like to hear your unusual African accent, so that's great. Welcome to the show. So let's dive right into it, shall we? It isn't often that we get a Kenyan on the show, so tell us a little bit about your life. What was it like growing up in post-colonial Kenya and then traveling around the world as you did?
Awesome experience, Bill. Very unique. I was very fortunate that my father was in a career that he moved around a lot. So we were actually stationed in Kenya from the early 50s through till about the early 60s before we moved on to Hong Kong. So I actually did elementary school in one country and then middle school in another country and then high school in a third. And I think it was with all of that broad experience that I also became a little bit confused. So I had to go on a journey of myself to try and find out where is the place I would like to one day call home. And I've decided that America is the best place on earth. So I moved across to the States about 18 years ago, and today I'm a citizen of the United States of America.
Well, congratulations on your citizenship. I think that's great. And also congratulations on your choice of living in California. I also think that's great. But certainly all your traveling around and all of your journeys have led you to write this book. It's kind of a parable. It's about a husband and wife, Sean and Ashley, who go out on a safari, and it's what they learn about business and life from their guide, Zechariah. And Zechariah teaches them the wisdom of the Serengeti based on 7 animal types that you would see on the Serengeti Plain in Africa. So tell us a little bit about what are the 7 animal types and what does each type represent in business and in life?
a good question, Bill. You know, so many times I think in normal life, we either have a mask on or we pretend to be somebody else. Or, you know, sometimes we're being very politically correct and we're dancing around who we are. So when you go to nature and you see just nature in its raw state, you tend to experience things a little bit more how they really are. And upon many of my safaris, I've maybe been on, I don't know, 20 or so safaris.
Wow.
I noticed that there were numerous animals that had absolutely unbelievable skills to survive. I mean, it was a, you know, jungle survival of the strongest. And they would have these skills that would help them do whatever they do. And it was looking at that that I started investigating about 25 animals to try and find, were there any animals that really spoke to me, really gave me a message, really gave me something that I felt, wow, I can take that lesson, that wisdom which I've learned back to my family, back to my business, back to my company, back to my team and my employees, and maybe I can in a fun way. I mean, we're not animals. I'm not trying to say that we're animals, but I can take that fun way of trying to discover what strength do you have within you that maybe you've forgotten about, maybe you don't use every day. So the seven animals which I found that gave me the most clearest message was first the main character of the Serengeti migration, the wildebeest. I mean, that animal, 1,000 miles every year. I mean, this is a very tenacious animal, a very enduring animal. They have to run through rivers where the crocodiles eat them and through savannas where the cheetahs run them down and the lions try and catch them. So their journey, that huge journey, became a metaphor for me to talk about my own journey, your journey, a company's journey. So number one is the enduring wildebeest. Then there's the strategic lion, who has to, although he's the king of the jungle, has to map out his breakfast every day. Nothing comes that easy. You have the enterprising crocodile. You have the efficient cheetah, the fastest mammal on the planet at 70 miles an hour. So he has to use all of his power and energy effectively to be able to catch his prey every day. You have the gracious giraffe, which teaches us to be thankful and grateful for the people we meet in our lives, for the things that happen to us, and for the gifts that we've been given. You have the risk-taking mongoose, the person that, although he's small, is not even scared of the king cobra. So somebody who's willing to take a risk and go outside the box from time to time. And then you have at the end the communicating elephant, the person that has a good memory, a good interaction with people, and the ability to get his message across to other people and have people understand what he's trying to say.
All right, Stefan. Now, in looking at all seven of these animal types, does an individual fall into one category, or do we possess characteristics of several categories?
Oh, I think we all have multiple characteristics, and therefore you probably could see some of these skills that you are stronger or not stronger at. What the book basically does is it will even take you on a journey of self-discovery so that you try and find out what is the instinctive one skill in you that's the most dominant. That doesn't mean you don't have the others, but what's the one that if you were maybe an animal in the Serengeti and you had to survive, what skill would you default to and automatically assume as your mantra? Which one is the best?
All righty, skill or default. I like that. So when I took, by the way, for listeners who want to find out what sort of animal that they are, there's actually a quiz that you can take online, the What Animal Am I quiz. And tell us, what is the website, Stefan, for people who want to take that, who might be sitting in front of their computer right now?
Easy for them to remember the quiz, just whatanimalami.com. It's as simple as that.
Whatanimalami.com.
No cost, and it's also available on Facebook if you want to take it on Facebook.
Okay, so it's available in a lot of different places. I took the test, and Stefan, I took the test. If you had to guess what animal of the seven, the crocodile, the giraffe, the elephant, the cheetah, the lion, the wildebeest, or the mongoose, what do you think I would be? We've never met before, so what do you think?
Bill, that's unfair. Yeah, I haven't met you. But if I had a guess, you're in radio, you're in communication, you're obviously good at what you do, you're an expert. So without knowing you very well, I'd have to say you're a communicating expert, so you're an elephant.
An elephant. And you would be right, actually. That's very unbelievable. I took the test, I took it online, and I did turn out to be an elephant as well. So somewhat surprised me. I did not think that I was that great a communicator. I did think that I was slow and plodding and methodical, so that part fit, but the rest of it didn't as much. So very interesting. You nailed that right on the head. We're talking to Stefan Swanpool, everybody. Surviving Your Serengeti is his book, The Seven Skills to Master Business and Life. And I guess I have to ask you, though, you come from Africa. You're very familiar with the Serengeti. You're very familiar with nature and the environment. But this, for the first time in human history, more people live in cities than live in rural or wilderness areas like the Serengeti. So what can learning about survival in a hostile natural environment like the Serengeti teach us about living in our modern world today?
You know, Bill, I don't think there's a huge difference between the real jungle and the concrete jungle that we have created in our big cities. So we have the same struggles, whether it is trying to find your place in society, your place in a company, trying to achieve, trying to make a goal happen, trying to build a company, maybe just holding on to the job you have. So although you're not fighting for life every day, and it's not a life and a death situation where you're finding food, on a different level, you are fighting for life and death. You're fighting for a quality of life for you and your family and your loved ones, for your business. You're trying to make your business grow. So on a different kind of level, I think that that metaphor, that parable, is actually very, very similar. And once you read the book is really a story, a quick read, 3 hours. The intention is it takes you on a journey, and you will see the similarities pop up on every paragraph.
All right. Now, it's very interesting because when I read the book and I took the test online, I actually thought I might be one of the other animals. And it turns out I defaulted to the elephant, as you said, the communicating animal amongst your herd there of animals. What happens when a person like myself thinks you're one type of animal going into it, and then you do the assessment and you find out you're another type of animal? What is that teaching me?
You know, the people that we've seen that have taken the test in company or group formats have used it as an informal way to learn a little bit more about their colleagues in their company or their offices, and then to use that knowledge and to say, wow, right, Bill, so you are a communicating elephant, and I am, an enterprising crocodile or a strategic lion. So when you do the test, we'll send you a one- or two-page result which will say, here are your strengths most likely, here are your weaknesses, here are items which you can probably work on a little bit better, this is how you work in a team environment. So it becomes an informal way for me to discuss and to analyze my team and my colleagues in the office without it becoming threatening or overbearing, and we can use an analogy for that.
Well, Stefan, help me to understand, because you've got some animals here that are just natural enemies, and let's just take the wildebeest and the crocodile as an example, or it could be the wildebeest and the cheetah as well. I mean, you get those two types of personalities in the same room, even if they know what they are. The cheetah almost always invariably eats the wildebeest. The crocodile almost invariably eats the wildebeest. So does it mean if you're a wildebeest personality that you're going to get eaten alive?
Oh, no, not necessarily. There are successful stories about people which have different kinds of skill sets. Whether you are an enduring person or an efficient person or a gracious person, that doesn't mean you can get to the top or not get to the top. It just makes you understand that you have to use that specific skill and enhance that skill. And if you are dealing with somebody in the company that is maybe more cutthroat or more strategic or more enterprising like a crocodile, that you are aware of it. Their characteristics and the way they would express themselves and run their company or business or portfolio or life would just be different from yours. It's not better. There's no one animal that is better than the other. They're all just unique in their own special way.
All right. We're talking to Stefan Swanpool, everybody, and we're talking about his latest book, Surviving Your Serengeti, and the quiz that he's got, whatanimalami.com, online. Now, how scientific, Stefan, is the quiz online? How accurate is it? And how did you develop the quiz online?
It is absolutely by no means a disc analysis or a Myers-Briggs test. This is a fun quiz supposed to make everything easy for you to do. You can't find out too much in a 3-minute test. But yes, we did have an author of a book that has been involved with previous assessment tests participate in creating the quiz. We did spend probably about 4 or 5 months analyzing it, and we had over 500 subjects and people actually take the quiz, which were analyzed to build the algorithm around it. So as much as it is a fun quiz, it is not just off the cuff. We've had over 3,000 people take the test since we went live in January, with the majority of people tweeting about it and saying, wow, this is more accurate than I thought. This actually told me something more about myself. Ken Blanchard, who read the book, actually told us that he found out more about himself after taking the quiz and the book than he knew before the time. So that says a lot.
That's a glowing testimonial there. So let me ask you this, Stefan. Of all of the self-help books that are available on the market today, in what ways is yours different and superior to those other books?
I wouldn't want to say anything is really superior. This is a book which is very much in the same kind of a style as a Ken Blanchard writing or a Spencer Johnson or Who Moved Your Cheese. Those kind of it's a easy 3-hour read for somebody who would like to learn more about themselves, learn more about leadership and management and skills and techniques, or whether we had some people take the test the other day that would like to have their kids maybe try and decide what they should do with their life and what their own strengths are. So we have stories both on the business side and the life side. It is a interesting, to the best of my knowledge, not previously used kind of a method to tell you a story that will be an easy read, yet you will walk away with skills and knowledge and wisdom that you will find very valuable and able to transfer it and share it with many other people.
We're talking to Stefan Swanpool, everybody. His latest book, Surviving Your Serengeti, 7 Skills to Master Business and Life. Stefan, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Surviving Your Serengeti?
You know, that's a good question. I would say there is no journey that is ever too long or too hard or difficult. It doesn't mind. We all have struggles and we all have burdens in our life. We all have our own goals. But if the animals can overcome much more difficult odds, whether that's running away, as we said, maybe for a lion, or whether that is actually capturing a wildebeest to be able to eat him, to be able to have breakfast, if they can overcome that, we have been given so much more opportunities and skills and talents. We can all succeed. I want everybody to never, never give up. On the safari, on the journey which you are in your life, I wish you absolutely the best of luck, and you will succeed.
Well, that's a very optimistic message that you deliver in the book. So I'm going to turn the tables on you just a little bit and ask you, Stefan, what did you get out of writing this book?
Wow, it was a journey for myself. We probably rewrote the script about 25 times. I went back to Africa 3 or 4 times. Although I had been on safaris after immigrating to the States, I went back to go and make sure that I could connect with these animals, that I really felt that the message, this is not just a parable that I wrote down one day. I actually took the best part of 4 years going back, learning more about the animals, learning more about myself, trying to see if I could really find a message there, and could I self understand that the journey of life is probably the most exciting thing you're ever going to do. And I absolutely want everybody to be able to succeed better and feel that they can achieve anything they would like to try and achieve.
Well, it is an inspiring and uplifting book. We've been talking to Stefan Swanpool, everybody, Surviving Your Serengeti, 7 Skills to Master Business and Life. And Stefan, if people are interested in learning more about you, learning more about your book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
We actually have a blog which is updated every 24 hours. I blog every night about the book, so it is Serengeti Book. So sometimes you can't spell Serengeti, a tough word to sometimes spell, so Serengeti Book, SerengetiBook.com. You'll have a link there to all the VideoTube channels which we've put videos up. You'll have links to all of the blogs, all the testimonials which are already available.
Oh, that is wonderful. Stefan, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Billy, thank you very much, and good luck to all your listeners.
Thank you. It's a pleasure talking to you.